This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Continue our conversation on terminal. It's a fascinating discussion with all of you. Appreciate it. Hour two of What's on Your Mind for this Wednesday. And we're going to pause that, however, and hear from President Donald Trump, who is doing a press conference at New Bedminster, New Jersey. Nobody's really sure what this is about. We've heard that it has something to do with social media. And he is being introduced right now by a former domestic policy advisor of his at the White House. The media mob is there, so they're going to ask him a bunch of questions. Newsmax TV is taking this. We're going to pick it up on Newsmax and bring it to you live. Here's the introduction.
There's no topic on which they, the elites, the big firms, the progressives, the office holders, and the bureaucrats, there is no other topic that they are seeing as a bigger obstacle to achieve their ambitions than the First Amendment. The First Amendment, the bulwark of our liberties, is what enables us as citizens to resist them at every turn. The First Amendment truly stands between them and us. When they try to tell us what to read, the First Amendment gets in their way. When they try to tell us what to think, the First Amendment gets in their way. When they try to tell us what to believe, the First Amendment gets in their way. And with whom to congregate and with whom to be friends, the First Amendment gets in their way. It's no surprise then that they want the First Amendment gone. They don't advocate for abolition, of course. They know better than that. But they do advocate for curtailing it into meaninglessness. Nowhere is that more evident than in the suppression of First Amendment rights online. In just a minute, the president will talk about this and what he intends to do about it. It's enough for me to say this. What was just a decade back a mere fiction of paranoid dystopia, a handful of technology companies effectively seizing control of the American public square, is now our own present reality. Against them, this president fights for you, as he always has and as he always will. Ultimately, the issue at hand is the same issue that has gripped the nation since the day, almost exactly 6 years ago, when Donald Trump made his famous escalator ride into history, becoming candidate Trump and then nominee Trump and then President Trump. The issue is simply this. It was then, it is today. Who rules in America? Is it a handful of unaccountable and unelected elites who concoct and enforce standards arbitrarily? If so, we should pack up the American experiment, call the American dream done, issue aristocratic titles, and be done with the charade. Or are the rulers of this country still the people? The democratic citizenry.
We're listening to Brooke Wallace.
Men and women.
She is the president and CEO of the American First Policy Institute. This is one of the things the president has stood up after his term as president to advocate for policies that were part of his administration. So that's who you're listening to. She was a domestic policy advisor for President Trump in the White House. He is standing behind her along with I'd say 10, 12 different folks. The only one I recognize is Matt Schlapp from the CPAC and American Conservative Union. The rest I do not recognize, but it'll be interesting to find out more about what they're all there for.
And that's what he's always done.
Hear from the president in a moment.
You welcome President Donald J. Trump.
Thank you very much, Brooke. I appreciate that. Thank you, everybody. I just want to say that I stand before you this morning to announce a very important and very beautiful, I think, development for our freedom and our freedom of speech. And that goes to all Americans. today in conjunction with the America First Policy Institute. I'm filing as the lead class representative a major class action lawsuit against the big tech giants, including Facebook, Google, and Twitter, as well as their CEOs, Mark Zuckerberg, Sundar Pichai, and Jack Dorsey. Three real nice guys. We're asking the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida to order an immediate halt to social media companies' illegal, shameful censorship of the American people, and that's exactly what they are doing. We're demanding an end to the shadow banning, a stop to the silencing, and a stop to the blacklisting, banishing, and canceling that you know so well. Our case will prove this censorship is unlawful, it's unconstitutional, and it's completely un-American. We all know that. We all know that very, very well. Our filing also seeks injunctive relief to allow prompt restitution and really restoration, and you can name about 20 other things, and it has to be prompt because it's destroying our country. Of my accounts, in addition, we are asking the court to impose punitive damages on these social media giants. We're going to hold big tech very accountable. This is the first of numerous other lawsuits, I assume, that would follow. But this is the lead, and I think it's going to be a very, very important game changer for our country. It will be a pivotal battle in the defense of the First Amendment, and in the end, I am confident that we will achieve a historic victory for American freedom and, at the same time, freedom of speech. So I want to thank all of the exceptional legal team behind this effort. In particular, John Cole. We have a lot of the tobacco lawyers. You know, I said, who are the best lawyers? Well, the tobacco lawyers seem to do a very good job, so I figured let's see if they want to do it, and they really wanted to do it. We have great, great talent. I also want to thank Brooke Rollins, just an outstanding person and friend. She's carrying it out to a level that nobody saw, and she's done it very quickly together with Linda McMahon, a tremendously successful woman who did an incredible job in the administration, one of the best, and everyone at the America First Policy Institute for their support of this vital initiative. From the very beginning of our nation, freedom of speech has always been understood as a bedrock of our liberty and our strength. In America, we recognize that the freedom to speak our minds and express the truth that is our heart, really, that's really a big chunk of our heart. It is our heart. It is not granted to us by government. It's given to us by God, and no one should have the power to take that right away. The founding fathers inscribed this right in the very First Amendment to our Constitution because they knew that free speech is essential to the prevention and, look, to the prevention of horror and to the preservation of our republic. But remember the words, the prevention of horror, because we're very close to seeing that now in our country. We've never been in a position like this, and it's all happened very quickly. In the words of the father of our country, although some would like to
signal getting interrupted there a little bit. Let's see if we can get another feed here on this as well.
Incredible threat and attack by a lot of different sides, but we are the majority side by a lot. I believe we are the majority side by far more than anybody would understand. You just have to take a look at what happened in recent elections and add up the right numbers. You will see a majority like you wouldn't believe, because nobody can believe what some of the things that are being said are. Nobody believes that. Social media has given extraordinary power to a group of big tech giants that are working with government, the mainstream media, and a large segment of a political party to silence and suppress the views of the American people. And they've been very, very successful at that. Not in all cases, but in many cases, totally successful. While the social media companies are officially private entities, in recent years they have ceased to be private with the enactment and their historical use of Section 230, which profoundly protects them from liability. Once they got Section 230, they're not private companies anymore in a lot of views. No other companies in our country, and even in our country's history, have had protection like this.
Donald Trump making an announcement today that he's suing Google, Twitter, and Facebook for violating the free speech rights of Americans.
Yes.
There is a First Amendment. How about that?
Yes.
The media will ask a few questions when we come back. Don't go away. This is live.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
The advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When you spend your hard-earned money, it's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washes, aluminum oil tankers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What's on your mind brought to you by Action Movers. Their business is booming, and they're now hiring for warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers in Bismarck and Fargo and Minot. You don't need an experience. Part-time and full-time positions are available. You pass a background check, you're good to go. And if you have a Class A CDL, they have a tremendous opportunity for you, too. There's never been a better time to join the moving industry. They're now offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever offered for both employee drivers and owner-operators. local, regional, over-the-road opportunities for you, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more. Stop in Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Action Movers locations, and say, tell me what a little bit more about this opportunity you have. Call them at 701-566-5532. Somebody just sent me a note about how much they love their sheets. I get notes like this every day from MyPillow products. And it sort of goes like this. You know what? You were right. Well, I wasn't trying to buffalo you into thinking these were good products. I would not tell you this if I didn't believe it in my heart of hearts, if I hadn't actually slept on them or put the robe on or had one of their wonderful pillows with me everywhere I go, like Linus in his blanket. The slippers, the towels, the mattress toppers, the dog beds, the weighted blankets, whatever it is. Right now, the sheets are an incredible deal because when you buy one at the lowest price ever, they send you two and you get free shipping. Who can beat that deal? MyPillow.com. Just use the promo code Scott to get these deals or lots of others. MyPillow.com. Radio listener specials. Use the promo code Scott or call them at 800-506-9028. Let's go back to President Trump speaking in New Bedminster, New Jersey. Or actually, it's Bedminster, isn't it?
Yep, no new.
No new in there.
Yep.
Anyway, it says golf club. It's where he's at in the summer because Florida's too muggy. So he's hanging out there, and he has all the media gathered there. Fox, by the way, is taking this. How about that? We're taking the Newsmax feed because Fox has been ignoring President Trump. But they obviously wised up, and they have a reporter there. And there's other reporters there, too, so we're going to get to that. Let's see what else he has to say about suing Mark Zuckerberg. Zuckerbuck, as our friend Mike Lindell calls him. Zuckerberg, Jack Dorsey from Twitter, and the head of Google as well, individually and as companies. Here we go.
We're going to make sure that the liability protections that they have under Section 230 is at a very minimum changed and maybe at a maximum taken away. The Supreme Court has made it exceedingly clear that Congress is not allowed to coerce private entities into doing what Congress does, and they're not allowed to do it. The lawful authority is just not there. They can't do it. They bully and they coerce. Yet that's exactly what's taking place every single day. It's a flagrant violation of the Constitution going on before our very eyes. And I hate to say this, but they do it with the Supreme Court, too. They play the refs. They play the refs. They talk about all sorts of things they're going to do to Supreme Court justices. We're going to impeach him. We're going to impeach him. We're going to impeach him. And then, lo and behold, all of a sudden, different decisions come out. Or we're going to enlarge that court to a level that nobody can believe. We are going to take that court and we're going to enlarge it. We're going to have 16. We're going to have 20. I saw one the other day. We're going to have 24 justices. And I guess things happen because all of a sudden decisions come out. They play the ref. They play the ref better than Bobby Knight has ever played the ref. And we can't let that happen. And hopefully our Supreme Court justices and other judges and justices, they stand up for our values. And they don't let that happen. In addition, in recent years, we have also seen increasing coordination between big tech giants and government agencies such as the Centers for Disease Control, where so much was wrong, so many things could have been different, but big tech happened to choose the wrong side, and they banned the right side. For example, YouTube's policy explicitly forbids contradicting, quote, health authorities. You know the health authorities. Fortunately, I overrode the health authorities quite a bit. That was a lot of good decisions made. If I didn't, we would have been in much bigger trouble. Like you see, other countries right now are still in very, very big trouble. Through such coordination, the federal government has essentially deputized social media platforms to become the de facto censorship arm of the U.S. government, which is exactly what's happened. This was especially clear during the pandemic when social media giants began censoring information according to guidance by the CDC, which, as we now know, was very often incorrect or wrong. This censorship is yet another blatant violation of the Constitution. There's so many violations of our Constitution, and you'll see that in the suit, which will also be added to, because other things are happening on a daily basis that will be added as we go along. Consider just some of the information that has been censored in America over the past year. Until recently, Facebook had a policy to eliminate all posts sharing evidence that the horrible virus emerged from China. They said it didn't emerge from the Chinese lab, Wuhan. Remember, I said Wuhan, and it was like a bomb went up. Wuhan came from the Wuhan lab. Of course, there were body bags all outside the lab. Nobody ever mentions that. I wonder why. They said it came 1,000 miles away from a bat, or it came from another country. They tried to blame Italy. They tried to blame us. But they gave that one up. That was also misinformation. But then it was finally revealed that this was most likely the truth, that it came from the lab. And it was a small little story, but when I said it, it was like a weapon went off, a major weapon. I won't use the word weapon, because I never use the word nuclear, but we have to be careful with our leadership, because if we don't have the proper leadership, we're in a very perilous state. So we don't use the word nuclear. I never use it, okay? Never use it. I never said it. That's called disinformation. Google and YouTube have deleted countless videos that dared to question the judgment of the World Health Organization, which has been wrong so often. It's been a really pipe organ for China, as most of you know. Calling those videos misinformation, including videos that consist of clear scientific fact. Doctors and medical groups have been barred from these platforms for posting about therapeutics such as hydroxychloroquine. Huh, that's a familiar name. Which now, most recent studies say, is effective in combating the virus. 3 cents a pill. The drug companies don't like 3 cents a pill. 3 cents a pill is what it costs. But recent studies have come out very strongly in favor. Twitter has censured users simply for using the term illegal alien, which it is labeled as hateful.
It's unbelievable. And again, we know all this, right? But is, yeah. This is the 45th president of the United States saying it in front of media. And you know, Fox is taking this. Newsmax is taking this. You'll get some coverage today. The question's coming up here in a little bit. More President Trump's live press conference from New Jersey after this.
Everything feels better when you have a bottle of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. It's smooth, cinnamon, and spice will keep you warm and relaxed on the inside, no matter what's going on in the world around us. And now you can enjoy a brand new flavor from North Dakota Sweet Crude. Introducing Sweet Crude Orange. Same smooth finish with a splash of orange. Taste both flavors for yourself with a bottle of North Dakota Sweet Crude or Sweet Crude Orange at your local liquor store and relax.
The place to be Saturday, July 10th is at the Red River Valley Fair as country star Chris Young with special guest Michael Ray bring the good times to the all-finished concrete grandstand at the Bud Light Stage. Bring your famous friends to the fair and get your tickets today at RedRiverValleyFair.com. See both Chris Young and Michael Ray for only $35. Buy online now and receive free gate admission. I was raised on girl, raised on. From Raised on Country to I Can Take It From There, you'll be singing all night long.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Eric Adams is the Democrat candidate for the New York City mayoral race.
And now I believe is the time when this city is going through a painful moment, a dark moment. Are we going to turn that darkness not into a burial but a planting? We're going to rise up. I believe in this city. I love this city. And the people of this city, they know me.
Adams became a police officer in 1984 and became captain right before leaving the force to run for the state senate in 2006. The election is November 2nd. A Florida man is facing several charges, including attempted premeditated murder, confronting an officer outside the Hollywood, Florida police station last Friday. After following him into the lobby, the suspect, 43-year-old Sean Brennan, violently fought the officer to gain control of his gun. Other officers helped subdue Mr. Brennan. Ambush attacks on law enforcement officers nationwide are up 91% year-to-date. That's according to police statistics. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
A little bit of breaking news for you today on What's on Your Mind. President Donald Trump holding a press conference at his New Jersey home and golf club, announcing he's suing the CEOs of Twitter, Facebook, and Google today. So we're bringing that live. We expect questions from the media. Just introduced a teacher from Michigan who posted a question on whether masks being required of kids was a good thing to do. Ask the question.
Facebook jail?
Shut her down.
Yep.
What happened to a friend of yours you were telling me about during the break?
My friend Michelle, who's my doctor's wife, who I just love to death, posted a picture of her son at graduation with his hunting shotgun.
Okay.
In his camo. A number of pictures, including that one, 30 days in Facebook jail for her.
Is that right?
Back. Yep. For a picture of her son with his shotgun.
Which is something her son likes to do. Yeah. Hunt.
Yeah.
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 That's canceled.
Yeah. Triggered.
Unbelievable. And we've seen it over and over and over again. Back to this press conference in a moment here. I'm waiting for the epic questions from the media. Should be fun here, huh? Coming up here in a moment. Wind energy, North Dakota's most abundant and permanent natural resource. Did you know that? Did you know wind energy paid $10.6 million in property taxes and $19 million to landowners just 1 year, 2019? 26 counties now, 1,000 landowners, 3,400 employees stand united in wind energy, North Dakota's most abundant and permanent natural resource. For more information about all this, check out ndforallenergy.org. You got a problem with your diesel tractor, truck, pickup, anything diesel? Two words for you, DAC diesel. They're in Bismarck. Everything from an additive that fixes the NOx and the issues with the regen, anti-gel, super clean turbo cleaner. This is working for a lot of folks. And now is moving all the way across North Dakota and Minnesota. You can get it from places where you buy your auto parts. If they don't have it, say, hey, I need that gel from DAC Diesel without having to stop at Bismarck. Call them at 701-258-5011 for all your repair and maintenance needs. DAC Diesel, CJ and the team, tell them Scott sent you. Live breaking news today. President Trump making this announcement today. Live in Bedminster, New Jersey. Some of the attorneys and others that have been affected by this. This is, by the way, going to be a huge class action lawsuit. Right now talking about this. Let's pick this up. We have one of the individuals that President Trump has just announced now at the podium.
That means that you can't speak. Pentagon Papers is the famous case. You can't do this because we say so. So the Supreme Court hates this. They think it's the worst kind of censorship we have. And when this gentleman cannot go on and say what he wants to say, that's prior restraint every minute of every day until this thing gets resolved. Thank you.
And I I'm here not as part of that great legal team over there, but I'm very proud to be part of America First policy constitutional litigation.
Pam Bondi, former Attorney General in Florida, speaking now.
Just a few things. And you know what John said, this is about our Constitution. This isn't just for conservatives. This is for our media. This is for everyone out there about censorship. This is for Democrats and even progressives whose speech should be protected under the First Amendment. If you recall, Tulsi Gabbard, she sued. Do you remember that? Tulsi Gabbard was censored when she was running for president, and so she sued. And, you know, people say that they have immunity, they meaning YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, under Section 230. Well, here's where that's changed. Section 230 came about in 1996, and it was an offshoot of the Decency Act to protect, really to protect against children being exploited online. That's what this was all about. So take it back to 96. How many users were there then? Probably about 20 million on AOL. Right, President? 1996. Now, what do we have? Facebook, Twitter, we have billions worldwide. So times have changed. The internet is flourishing, but First Amendment still must be protected. No one could envision what was about to happen with the internet in our country now, with billions, billions of users worldwide. So that's why this is so important. And when you have Mark Zuckerberg and others being called in front of Congress and being coerced and being questioned by all these congressmen, then you also have Mark Zuckerberg emailing with Dr. Fauci about COVID. And in fact, a lot of their emails that we received have been redacted, not just because of phone numbers, but because they were trading trade secrets. Things that they were. So a private company is communicating with the federal government, and parts of that were redacted. So that makes them. They're not immune anymore. They are not immune anymore. It was coercion, collusion, working together, and they cannot hide from the First Amendment. That's why this is so very, very important. Even Facebook's board, oversight board that Mark Zuckerberg created. There were problems. There were problems, and it lacked consistently being applied to everyone by community standards. So that's why this is so important for us, for our future, for all political parties, for all human beings around the world. We believe in the First Amendment, and America First policy will fight for it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You know, a lot of people ask me about Dr. Fauci. I like Dr. Fauci. I actually get along with him great. But they said, why didn't you fire him? I said, no, he was good. He'd recommend something. I'd do the opposite. And we always turned out to be right. Sir, don't close the...
Love that.
Oh, that's a good line.
We close them very early. Get no credit for anything, but these are minor details. Any questions, Christina? Yes.
Thank you very much.
Well, I chose you. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, sir. So, what is the possibility of a settlement prior to trial? Because obviously, any court ruling in your favor, and you've laid out a very compelling case. Anything prior to a court ruling would certainly limit the rest. Everybody else who's not in the class.
We're not looking for a settlement. We don't expect a settlement. They fight, and they fight hard. They've never had anything like this, and they've never had a team of very attractive-looking people in every way. Look at that. That's quite a legal team. It's like from a picture. But they are a very effective, much more importantly, legal team. So we're not looking to settle. We don't know what's going to happen, but we're not looking to settle. Thank you, Christina.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, please, go ahead.
President. So we were talking about privately held companies that have been censoring. What's your position on public broadcasting, NPR, who also seem to be filling the same kind of role for a certain
It's such a great question. They are terrible. They are terrible. And it's not only what they say, it's what they don't say. For instance, I was informed that there are
record numbers of murders took place this weekend. Record numbers. They don't even talk about it on NBC and CBS and ABC and NPR. They don't talk about it, and it's a big story. That's why the credibility of the mainstream media is the lowest it's ever been. Lowest it's ever been. And you know, I hate to take credit for this, but I'm very proud of the fact that I exposed them for what they are. They are terrible, terrible representatives of our country. They don't talk about crime. They don't talk about Chicago, where you had 260 people shot this weekend. That's in Afghanistan. You know, we didn't lose one soldier in the last more than a year. And I will say that was largely because of me, but I won't take credit. But the good news is I will never be given credit either. But we haven't lost a soldier. Think of it. 260 people shot in Chicago. Massive numbers of people shot in New York. And they don't prosecute these people. These are killers. They don't prosecute these people. They have no process. They only go after Republicans. It's a terrible thing that's happening in our country, and a very dangerous thing, and a very good question. Please. Please, Rob.
How you doing? How do you fight the argument that these are private companies? They can be as liberal as they want to be.
Well, they say that they're private, but they're no longer private. If they gave up their Section 230 liability protection, I would go along with them and say they're private. We'll open up other privates, and other privates will be opened up. I mean, I know that for a fact because I'm involved in that. But I will say that they have Section 230. It's a liability protection, the likes of which nobody in the history of our country has ever received, just this small group. And we're not going to stand for it. And that makes them, in my opinion, very subject to the kind of penalties that we're talking about, which is potentially, John, trillions of dollars. It's a number that the likes of which nobody's seen before. John, you might want to address that.
The Supreme Court over the years, especially recently, has been very clear what you can and can't do as a private company. And they've done it all. There's mainly three reasons. The president has talked about the immunity. There's also the coercion by the Congress, congressmen, congresswomen, in the media and in testimony and in their tweets. And there's also the fact that this law, when this law was passed, Zuckerberg was in middle school, okay? It has served its purpose. It's the, you know, it's now it has grown into this monster that Congress never intended. And the real bottom line is Congress cannot delegate what it can't do itself. And that's what they've done.
Yes, please.
You know, we were talking earlier about when 230 was created in 1996, and really I believe one of the main reasons was something we all care deeply about, but as a former attorney general, getting the sex predators off instantly. Yet today, there are still, this may have come out during the congressional testimony, but there are over 16 million reports still of sex predators, of sex exploitation of children online, 45 million photos and videos that are allegedly still out there. That's what they need to be focusing on.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think the timing of this is perfect, especially going to the midterms and looking ahead to 2024. Can you share your thoughts on the timing of it and how that this decision can help protect conservative viewpoints as we move further to 2024 elections?
The timing just seemed to be right because they've been so abusive, so bad, what they've done, not only to the President of the United States, but to so many others.
We're going to take a break here. I'm hoping for a Jim Acosta question from CNN. You think he's there, guys? I don't know. We've got a nice thing to get him in here. We're brought to you today by our friends at ABM. Excuse me. Go online to find out more about them. ABMnow.com. But, you know, today's printers, they're high-end computers is what they are. With print management software from Advanced Business Methods, you get data and analytics to help you track usage, tell you how to save money on the jobs you print, who's printing what, and so much more. Find out more at ABMnow.com. More after this.
Luke's back from Red Drilling. Find him at reddrilling.com.
Luke, what are you up to today?
Hey, Scott. Kind of running all over the place. I got some stuff going on in Medina, New John's Lake. We just did a bit up there today, so things are picking up. Schedule's filling in, so if you guys need any projects done, water line, electrical, you know, anything you need bored or dug in, give us a call. We'll get you on the calendar today.
Trenchless. If folks are wondering, gosh, I might need this, you inspect the damaged pipe for free, right?
Yeah, we come out there and figure out a solution for you, and it's painless for the customer. People think, oh, it's going to cost an arm and a leg, and it really doesn't in the long run. It's fairly cheap to get done.
If you're worried about pipes bursting, if you're worried about pipe lining, the inspection of sewer and water lines, and, of course, as we said, trenchless, it's the way to go. RedDrilling.com, two D's in that, RedDrilling.com. Call Luke at 701-934-1134 right now, 934-1134, and get yourself on the schedule from RedDrilling.com. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
When the weather cooperates here in the valley, our instinct is to race outdoors and work on that honey-do list. As you mow the lawn, you notice that your steps have shifted, the driveway is beginning to crack, and your new addition is sinking. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Whether it's polyjacking or piers, we have a solution. Call us at 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
July's here, a great month of savings at PetroServe USA. Roma Pizza, 5 for $10. The big 5-ounce bags of giant seeds are $1.39. Wiley Wallaby Licorice, 2 for $5. Great stuff. Ice Mountain Water, a 1 liter, only 69 cents. And Firewood Bundles are $4.99. Plus great daily specials like fresh baked muffins for 99 cents. 2 fresh baked cookies. Buy them, get one free. Buy any size fountain pop for 79 cents and much more at a PetroServe USA near you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. That's right, a free lifetime powertrain warranty on most vehicles, new Buicks, GMCs, and most of the used vehicles as well. So if you're an F-150 fanboy or whatever, the warranty's unlike anything else offered in the area. It does not cost you a dime. There's service loaners. Oh, and by the way, when you shop, click, drive, yeah, why not take a moment? Revolutionary times two. GMC Hummer EV pickup and SUV. Learn more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right. A few minutes left here on What's on Your Mind. President Trump taking questions from the media folks there in New Jersey on this announcement today that he's suing Facebook, Twitter, and Google.
Yeah.
Chris, super producer Larson says, yeah.
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 We'll see.
Let's all chime in.
Yeah, sure.
Exactly right. We had a great conversation today on term limits and planned on carrying that into the conversation in the second hour. And President Trump is having one of his epic little press. I don't know. You guys miss these? I kind of miss the... The fact that he's willing to spar with the media
and answer questions and
take on Facebook and Twitter and Google and everything else. It's fantastic. Brooke Rollins, the president and CEO of the American First Policy Institute, is wrapping things up here, I think. Let's take a little bit of this.
America First Policy Institute is partnering with them to ensure that the word gets out, that we can truly, truly give our Americans who have been censored, who have been compromised, who have been told that they don't have a voice. That will no longer be the case. So thank you. Thank you all.
I want to make one thing. Gentleman asked who would decide what's hate speech. Who would decide this thing? For 200 years, over 200 years, it's been the Supreme Court. We can't let it be in the hands of unelected people or unappointed justices, but they have done such a good job for 200 years on this issue. We don't need any panels. We don't need any oversight committees. We need the Supreme Court and the judicial system to come into the 21st century.
So I want to thank everybody. It's about 94 degrees out. I'm sorry to do this. It was supposed to be a beautiful day, and 72 and perfect, and it's a little bit hot. We're going to have refreshments, drinks. We'll bring you into the clubhouse if you'd like, but we'll take care of you because I see some of you are in serious trouble sitting there. I do hope I can leave you with two things. Number one, this is a very important lawsuit. This is a big time, long-awaited, very, very long-awaited. The complexity of it, I guess, took a longer period of time, but other litigants also want to join in with us. And we have great confidence in the courts, and we're going to see what happens. And the other thing I just ask the mainstream media to go back and do on network news and everywhere else is please discuss the horrors of what's going on in
Newsmax TV. Please discuss the horrors, I would imagine, of what we've seen happen. Kevin, your example being one of how many that make no sense? Doctors.
Oh, yeah.
Actual doctors.
My doctor's wife, doctors. I mean, people, my buddy who's a truck driver, I think he's been 7 different times he's been suspended off Facebook.
Yeah.
Just for, you know, asking questions, posting things that somebody doesn't agree with, some kid in Menlo Park doesn't like.
All right, we got him back now. Let's see if we can wrap this up.
New York has the worst crime wave that they've had ever. And nothing's done about it except no bail. They let everybody out of prison. They just left almost 500 people out. They let them all out. They caused tremendous damage and harm and physical harm to other people and death. And they let them out. If the people don't hear this, you'll never be able to solve the problem. It's a problem like this country has never had. What's happened over the last 6 months in particular and what's happening in certain cities is a horrible thing. It's an embarrassment to our country. But more importantly, it's just a horrible thing. The loss of human life on a weekly basis, and you turn on these major newscasts that a lot of people are watching and it's not even mentioned, you have to change. You got to get your credibility back. You don't have the credibility. You have to get it back. I want to thank everybody very much, and we'll be seeing what happens. John, good luck. Pam, good luck. Everybody. Trish, I want to thank you for being so great. You're really fantastic. I appreciate it very much. You've been so incredible. Thank you. And thank you to everybody. Thank you very much.
President Trump wrapping up press conference. The big news, they're announcing a class action suit against big tech, taking it on head on with a parting shot towards the media and all things that they ignore. Interestingly, MSNBC, a 24/7 cable network, nothing on this. CNN, nothing on this.
Of course not.
Fox took about half of it. They didn't wait till the questions. Big surprise there. Anyway, back at it tomorrow on the program. Hopefully I'll have a voice by then. If not, Todd can talk. Kevin can talk. And we get to find out more of what's on your mind.
Callers can talk.
That's right.
There you go.
Fine listeners of the program.
The thought.
That's why we call it What's On Your Mind. We got a chance to talk to a lot of them. First hour today about the term limits issue, which isn't going away either, and I appreciate all the feedback. If there is a particular topic we're missing, oh my gosh, we can't miss a topic, can we? Let us know. Scott H. at FlagFamily.com, studio at What'sOnYourMindRadio.com. And make sure you make today, Wednesday, a day you stop by a PetroServe USA near you. Two fresh baked cookies. You buy two of those, you get one free. How's that sound, guys?
Yeah.
How about Swedish meatballs or lasagna, Valley City today? Or West Main Avenue, West Fargo with the Swedish meatballs. Taco Grinder on 12th Avenue North. Lasagna downtown Fargo. Pulled pork in Glendon. And Ulan scallop potatoes. Home cooking. Grab and go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you at the PetroServe USA, one of our fine sponsors. Gotta go. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Same time, same place.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.